penny is an American coin worth 1 cent, which literally means 1/100th of something, in this case, a dollar. It's the smallest fraction in our monetary setup, which is decimal, perhaps suggesting a scientific mind. As a form of legal tender, the penny is part of a system of exchange that facilitates trade, which in turn facilitates extraction, refinement, and distribution of natural resources. Money is the physical manifestation of a phenomenon called convertibility, which says basically that the value of anything can be converted to cash. The American penny bears the likeness of Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, and a favorite of both historians and the American people. The plenitude of his portraits in our culture suggests a kind of hero worship that many societies accorded mainly to their gods. In our society, similar portraits of other presidents like Washington and Jefferson and Roosevelt suggest that most of our gods are men. Lincoln's face on the penny is, we presume, only a faithful portrait and gives us little cultural information, unless we imagine that this is a society that admires facial hair. We can't see much of his clothes, but we do see a bow tie just beneath the beard, and so we can surmise that this is a society that values formality. The coin says, "In God we trust," which suggests a relationship between Americans and a figure we call God. Lincoln himself understood this relationship in a particular way. In his second inaugural address, in the midst of the Civil War, he suggested that Americans couldn't take God for granted, because God would judge the actions of the American people. Most modern Americans, however, have a simpler idea. Especially in foreign policy, we seem to think that since this is a God-fearing nation, God is probably already on our side. The coin also says liberty, which is a core value of Americans. The coin might say justice or equality or love, but liberty it is. Liberty has a long and hallowed history in America. Lincoln, for example, is valued because his Emancipation Proclamation began the process of freeing slaves. In contrast, Americans today tend to understand liberty, or freedom as we often call it now, as freedom from big government and from social responsibilities. The date on the coin tells us nothing about Lincoln or his life, but a lot about the culture. It tells us the year in which the penny was minted, but even more, it reveals the American way of marking time. The fact that Americans number years sequentially suggests that we have a linear conception of time, as opposed to the historically more common cyclical sense. We believe that time and history and progress move in one direction without any return. The fact that we number the years from the birth of Christ, whom many consider the son of the God they trust, also suggests something about the depth of our religious commitments. The coin also says a pluribus unum, and suggests that the population of the United States is at least bilingual, since the phrase is in a language called Latin. Translated into English, the phrase means, out of many, one, and refers to one of the most creative and conflicted tensions in this society. The U.S. Constitution begins with the phrase, we the people, which expresses the same idea. We, plural, make up a people, singular, for particular purposes. At its best, this spirit of pluribus unum leads Americans to tolerance and appreciation of diversity. At other times, it leads to a kind of conformity that can be destructive of the pluribus. The flip side of the penny from the Lincoln portrait depicts a monumental building, which the crack research team of the ASM has identified as the Lincoln Memorial. It looks like a temple, a place of worship. The monument is classical in form, which suggests that Americans value classical ideals of symmetry, proportion, balance, and rationality. Thus, the penny suggests that if they remain true to their ideals, the people and politicians of this nation would never resort to irrational appeals or emotional invective. They would always conduct themselves with measured thoughtfulness. The letters USA on the penny are an abbreviation of the United States of America, and suggest the importance of the state and nationalism to this people. The coinage of money is one of the functions of a sovereign nation, and the United States is, these days, more sovereign than most. In the word united, we again see the importance of union and collective action to these people, as opposed to the naked individualism of less united cultures. The states, of course, are another form of government in this nation's federal system. The name America derives from that of an Italian mapmaker, who first made visible the contours of the New World for Europeans. Sometimes the inhabitants of this single nation call themselves Americans, appropriating the name of two whole continents for themselves. This may seem a little presumptuous, but presumption is, of course, one of the presumptions of world power. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, making every penny and every thought count.